they know us now. We hold it down, dropping 10, dropping 10, dropping 10 podcast.
So it technically, Jabba Chiz is all elite, right?
Came out of the gate hot. What are you talking about?
Technically all elite.
How?
Because Big Swirl was all elite. And she wore the Jabba Chiz shirt.
Nigga, no. Have we been to a, did we do a media thing for A-Dubs? Did we do, been to A-W pay-per-view? Like, what type of all elite are you talking about? Good afternoon, good evening. Good morning, wherever you may be listening, Jobber Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Jobber Tears.
Freak a leak, early being freaky.
Welcome to another episode of the Jobber Tears podcast. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. We welcome everyone joining. Don't mind me, I'm just scooting myself. We are, good morning, Stephanie Hardy. Catch me and Steph later on today in real life time, an hour before SmackDown. As we discuss some of the infamous Attitude Era women rivalries as a part of our homage to Women's History Month. So happy history, Women's History Month to all the women in and out of wrestling that inspire you, that, you know, to your mamas, your grandmamas, all of them. They all matter this month and every month. So but stay tuned for that episode later on today. Good. Hello. Yosef King in the building. Where are you from? Of course, our 123 underscore freak. What's going on? Those that are entering the chat, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Matt, have you guys ever watched Love is Blind?
No.
No. Would you ever do, shout out to Michael Bostic in the building, would you ever do that type of experiment where you would, like, guess blind date, like, 20 people all at the same time?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, listen, you don't want to be 50 something or early ages like, oh, should have did that. They started there. You want to call, like you want to tell cool stories to nieces and nephews, to other people. Like, a lot of stuff that we think is weird is going to be obsolete very soon.
No, I don't think it's weird.
Like, how a lot of Love is Blind is going to be obsolete because pretty soon I have to determine, like, if you're a transgender, a robot, or an alien.
Well, I think in terms of for 123 underscore freak, J-A-N-E-L-L-E. For, I think Love is Blind, they have, like, a whole application process and things like that. So they look like the same, like, Married at First Sight. Like, you got to go through a whole process. True, but
stuff like Love is Blind is not going to exist in a couple of years. A lot of stuff that people find entertaining now, I'm looking like, what? Like, think about it. Blind dating is like, that's something of the past. Like, I went on one blind date 2 years ago. That shit was fun.
Okay, what happened?
She didn't ask me how I was doing enough.
Oh, so you wasn't, okay.
Yeah, like.
What's your level of enough, though?
Like, not one time you ask me how I'm doing, what my interest is. Like, I don't have to always have to carry the conversation.
Okay, that, you feel
me?
Okay,
and like, I could tell a woman's interested in me or like me as a person if she asks me questions about my personal life.
Okay.
If like all the time I'm talking to you, you make it about yourself, you ain't for me, mama. And that's okay though. I could still be cool with you, but I know what kind of thing I expect from you because at the time I had to be your friend.
Right, but I mean, still you may have, you in a sense have to give some people some grace in that period of time as well, because you're just getting to know them. Like, it is, you don't know what people may be going through. But no, it's just interesting because the last episode of this season's Love is Blind had came on the other day and we watched it, and man, this season, baby, it just was very interesting to say the least. Like, shout out to my girl AD.
I think you Love deserve Blind better.
So
I think
hello? Yeah. Hello. Oh, I was gonna. Hello. I feel like that too, but no, I feel like we all go through these period of times of reality TV mixing with real life shit. Like, look at The Bachelor. Look how many seasons The Bachelor's been on, or The Bachelorette's been on. You know what I mean? Like, it comes in waves. There's certain periods of time. Like, back in the day, you used to have blind dates. Like the TV show Blind Date, or You know, there were so many other, keep that going. Oh, Stephanie said, I couldn't blind Dee. I wonder why. Why couldn't you? Oh, yes, that's perfect. I can hear myself very well. Why couldn't you blind date? I think, have you ever done a blind date? What? Oh, yeah. Next, when they was on that bus and then like people would get on and if you didn't want to talk to them no more, they'd get off the bus. Like, this shit was hilarious. Good afternoon. What up, Kyle, in the building? So wait, you've never been on a blind date?
No, I've never on a blind date.
Why?
I gotta see how you look.
Well, what does it matter?
It does matter. If we get my dick hard.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck?
But I mean, like, and that's the whole premise of Love is Blind, to show that you can be emotionally connected to someone and before being physically attracted to the person.
Hold up. Let's rewind this. First of all, half the time on Love is Blind, because I've seen the show a couple times.
Okay.
I've seen a couple episodes.
All right.
Half the time, when they see the person, they go, oh. And it's usually all like, oh, yeah. Oh. And then the second O is usually don't work out. Not 8 out of 10. Am I correct?
It depends.
Yeah, yes, it is. Because everybody wasn't. Because
I felt like the and Michael can attest to this. I felt like the Spanish broad and the homie from Jersey, I felt like she wasn't physically attracted to him at first.
First of all, women can do that easier.
Okay.
Women can do that. I didn't say they can. I can say they can do it easier. So I'm gonna tell a story about you guys, about women. So one day, my brother and I were on this podcast. It was a female podcast. We were guest spotting on it.
What show is this?
I don't want to say no names.
Just take a wild guess.
Just listen to the contact clues, my nigga.
So anyways,
we're on the show.
This nigga said, then, "I wonder how many blind dates Stevie Wonder's been on." This nigga Sean.
I see what you did there, my nigga Sean.
Menace.
We all know Sean in person.
So
in real life.
So Shorty goes, "Yeah, you know, I've been with my boyfriend for about 10 years. I've never been attracted to him." She called the nigga ugly.
And this has been the narrative you placed.
No. There was two other people besides my brother on this podcast. I texted them and said, yo, are we bugging? They was like, nah, she called her man ugly.
But are they still together?
Yes, okay. Because women have an easier time doing that.
I guess.
But you got to be A+ in other things.
Okay, so that's the premise of the show.
It's for women, not for men.
Nah, son. Wait. Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on.
You dating an ugly girl?
Who, me?
Yes.
No.
But what's
exactly?
Ugly, no.
But, exactly.
But what could be attractive for you is not going to be attractive for the next man.
Back it up. I've seen some women dating some lowlifes. The whole life is low end.
His dick is big.
Well, he says the right shit.
Yes.
Well, Janelle, what do you think?
People talk themselves into pussy all the time. I will absolutely. I won't say that works for me, though, but I will say.
Oh, my gosh.
People can talk themselves.
There's a universal good looking. Regardless of how you look, you can be attractive.
Yes, and there's levels to it. There's like HBO black.
This nigga said
there's
dick,
MTV
dick
black.
And felonies. I'm weak.
The bitches love niggas with big dick
Jones.
And felonies.
I'm weak.
I mean,
listen, there's nothing wrong with dating a nigga with a record, okay? I'm just going
to
put that on.
There's levels to records, but he can't be a pedophile.
No.
Why would that be so extreme?
No, you got to say that.
But what I'm saying.
I feel like that's Avi. Like,
no,
talk to Nicki Minaj.
Do you know she's problematic, though, and traumatized and don't know left from right? So, and she was with a whole. I did not know she dated Nas for 3 years after Safari. Fuck me up. I was like, excuse me? And then he was on somebody's podcast the other day talking about how he didn't even know that Nicki and Nas had kissed in that scene in that music video. He said that shit happened after he left. I said, what?
Safari?
Yeah. The nigga said, yo, my feelings was hurt. I was like, damn. But I don't know. First of all, I don't know why you're still talking about that, but I digress.
So
it's a podcast, you know. Come on, man.
So
still, like I said,
you still talking about Nicki, you
it's
hurt.
It's easier. It's easier for guys. But guys will fuck anything.
Yeah.
No, they would. Yeah. They would. They would.
Yes.
They
yes.
would.
There's no.
She could have one leg.
One leg.
She could have a chromosome missing.
No, I'm not doing this today.
Hold on.
You know what? It's my fault. Ladies and gentlemen, that's
on
me.
Have you watched On the Spectrum?
No.
Whoa! On where?
I think it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Wait, there's a show called On the Spectrum, my nigga?
Yeah, about people that are on the spectrum that date each other.
Back it up. There's several shows that I cannot watch no more because I feel like they've exploited our people. Does this show feel exploitive?
No.
Because it's informative.
Because you know what?
I think, Little Women. No bullshit.
It's like, you know what, for me, I like watching it because I've dealt with kids on the spectrum. And they be falling in love too, B.
They do.
So I like watching
They do.
And there be a couple of those autistic baddies on there too.
With the wags.
With the wagons. Like
donkey back.
Big wagon, autistic baddie, son.
She got the horse. Woo! Shoot. Like, there's a couple women
because,
on spectrum.
Because at the end of the day, regardless of how you look, how many chromosomes you got missing, everybody wants love.
Yeah. 100%.
Everybody wants love.
100%. You're right.
Listen, I can fall in love with a spectrum baddie. We're on the spectrum baddie.
Whoa.
And not know it. Whoa. See, yeah, that's what I say. It's almost like Little Women.
Little Women be having the wagons.
Yeah, but the thing is, we can fall in love with anything. Love is love, B. She could be on the spectrum. She could be Chinese, Puerto Rican.
Whoa.
Be missing a leg.
Not me. No, not me. I'm sorry.
You allowed it. You're twice.
I'm sorry. You're alone on that one. The only way I'm focused on is my chocolate sisters, B. You feel
well,
me?
Well, that's you. Well, the rest of the world
that need love.
I can't fight the enemy and like and after how that you with the enemy. Let's not talk about that.
Well, sometimes you gotta fight within the system. So I mean, in actuality, that could be an upside. Low key.
We don't say the word midget, we say little people.
Yeah, it's little people. This nigga saying I prefer them in a wheelchair.
You can't go anywhere.
No.
You put a stick in there.
Instagram.
You
can't go anywhere.
What?
It's Instagram.
That's where you went with that?
Instagram has showed us baddies of all types. They be in the wheelchair. They be little. They be autistic. They be all types of baddies.
Yo.
This is one girl that I saw online, right? She was advertising a purse and she had no legs.
And she was bad, right?
Bad.
There was this one chick on a wheelchair.
Loki, I want you to pull that picture.
There was this one chick on a wheelchair. I didn't know she was on a wheelchair. I was like, oh, this is she pretty.
What, you
like,
thought she was just sitting?
Yes.
Sitting. What? And yo, they're very creative, B. They be on the bag.
Michael Taggart in the comments. So she's still.
Oh, shoot. No lie, Faith is very pretty, though. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Baddies in a wheelchair. Baddies in a wheelchair. Cause you know what
fucked me up? It was like the first few times I had met Faith and she was with a whole nigga the whole time. And I was just seeing him like, girl, yes.
She dumped him.
Let him wheel you in. Yes. I'm here for that.
He did. He would wheel her in.
Yeah. She'd be front row.
Yeah.
Like legit.
He
like
said, let him wheel you in.
No, for real. No. That's what happened.
Oh god!
And then remember the girl with the
mustache? No, such a baddie in a wheelchair. Hot wheels. Fire.
This nigga's out of okay. All right now. This nigga said I follow one baddie in a wheelchair. She's an asshole.
Listen, right. I was in almost a whole relationship with a one-legged girl. So
you have to stop.
That's
on
my sister right there. I love
lot.
Her.
She got one leg.
Y'all not gonna do this to me because
she got one leg. Shit was good times.
I bet you somebody else thought it was good times until it wasn't. No more.
Yo,
y'all out of pocket.
No, we're talking about this beauty across all spectrum.
We didn't shit on them.
We don't talking about.
No, we said how to did
this. You said put a stick in the chair so it don't move. I visually saw that shit. That is terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Was her name Eileen? I'm not doing this anymore. See, Hot Wheels is out of pocket.
Oh my gosh, my boo boo wheels. I like that. Shout out to Matt. Proud of your
you know what's
podcast.
What will be dope though? What? Because you can sit on top of her lap as she electric. Nigga.
You always get the best seats.
Always
get the best seats.
Best parking spot.
Always.
Oh well, best parking spot. I may have to close on this nigga. Said roll your ass out of my life.
I truly believe you can fall in love with anybody.
Yeah, 100%.
That's number one. Number two, there's benefits of if your personalities match up.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
like I maybe that's why the women I have dealt with in my life have been across all spectrums. Every time.
United Nations is what I always
every
call
Every time.
United Nations, guys.
United Nations?
Not United Nations. United Earth.
Nah. United Nations. Like, this nigga can... He low-key try to have diplomatic immunity across the board. The worst.
I see what you did there. I can't date her in a wheelchair. She claimed I was pushing her away. I see what you did there.
No. So
these are elite.
To wrap this up, if you have not watched Love is Blonde, the new season is out. Make sure to watch it before the reunion next week. Because the shit got crazy towards the end. And I couldn't believe that this nigga did that to AD. I'm just going to put that on the table. Like, this nigga knew. Like, my thing is, if you know you're not ready for that level of relationship, and then knowing you going into the situation.
Why would I end the check?
You got to get married in 2 weeks.
Why would I end the check?
Why do it? These are already, and that's the one thing I will get Love is Blind. They get people that are already established in their career and have jobs. They got places to live.
Hold on.
You're not getting somebody fresh out of college like, yo, I got a part-time and then another part-time and another part-time. No.
Hold on. He did her a favor. And I'm going to tell you why he did her a favor. Listen. So first of all, he continued the episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's more checks in her bank account.
True.
But then string him along?
Wait.
That should not work.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Now, because I seen the video, seen a couple pictures. Shorty got the wagon.
The waggy wags?
No. Not
she's
the waggy
baddie.
Wags.
She's a former New England Patriot cheerleader.
Yes. The wagon is crazy.
Like
chocolate skin.
Body yada 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 yada.
Gorgeous face.
But she's super smart. She's in real estate now. She has her own company. Like,
is he dumb?
No.
He moved was dumb, but the trauma that he really does have and needs to deal with is not dumb.
But the thing is, it elevated her. Because her DM's going to be blowing up with good dudes.
But in the same breath, she won't be able to receive that love because of how she feels.
She's fine, B. She fine.
Nah, she not.
Waggy with the real estate.
Because, yo, in that last scene, and then that when that nigga rolled up in there and was trying to talk to her, and she was just like, yo, am I ever going to be good enough? That's what I'm saying. Shit like that and not be worth it. Because now she's sitting here questioning herself. And her self-worth and what's meaning for her.
I'm gonna tell you what the problem is. These type A women, they're amazing, but they don't want to accept love unless it's on a certain level.
That is true.
She needs to get a good nigga that works at the post office.
That is true, yeah.
That reads comic books,
yeah,
and wears green and white flannels with yellow stripes.
Oh, the spoilers are spoiling. Okay, I won't say no more.
What she needs to do. Get a good dude.
Exactly, a good one.
He wasn't a good dude.
That's what she thought she was going to get.
I could tell he wasn't a good dude.
Nah, because
I looked
what it was.
That nigga's eyes.
No, absolutely. And then it was an episode when they were in the pods and this nigga low-key tried to get her to tell him how she looked. And it was just like, this is not how the game is played.
But it's not her. It's a him.
No, absolutely.
No, it's him and it's her.
And no. Reason why it's different because it's not like that. It was a Love is Blind. She didn't know who he was prior to that. You understand?
No, because last season, there definitely was two people that dated each other and was on the show.
But we talk about now.
Shit is wild.
We talk about her. You can't really fault her. And as you said.
My fault isn't to her. Absolutely not.
No. I'll talk about how that she shouldn't feel the way she feels.
No, she absolutely should feel how she feels.
No, hold on. Let me explain why. Because God basically telling her that you was too weak. You feel me? You were letting certain people into your life that didn't belong in
there. He made her stronger.
So understanding that I put you in a situation not to hurt you, but to get you to the next level. So like when that guy do come, you appreciate him a lot more.
Exactly. She's stronger now. So get a nigga that work for the post office. That's it. Work for FedEx.
That's it.
Good dude. Drive a bus.
That's it.
Make about 80 to 100K. Quality with health benefits. Got some good medical.
Hilarious.
So this is good time for
her. I know eventually should be okay. You know what it was for me? I saw it. And I know that feeling.
I'm gonna shoot some bail. But also, a lot of men find women who's very successful very intimidating.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think that was the story of my life?
So like,
I'm still surprised how Michael Bostic just was never felt because
he has confidence. You feel me?
Shout out to him. Because he made you come. Yo, everybody. But to the point of like I've experienced that where people feel like
someone said this. Real question is I'm looking at dudes like I could change him. Same thing with dudes too.
How many females are looking at a dude like I could? I don't want that job. Like I'm gonna be real with you. You get to a certain point in your life and age and what you got going on in your life that, yo, I'm not sitting here working on what you should have worked on before you came rolled up on me.
What do you mean?
We not doing that. But like, I'm not going to sit here and change you. Like, niggas is in their mid-30s. Like, what you see is what you going to get.
But what I mean by changing you is just like, you know what? I can help him out.
Helping and changing are two different things. Like, for me, when I went in my relationship, like I straight up told this nigga, and he can attest to it. I said, listen, this part-time shit ain't gonna work too long. So we're gonna have to figure this out.
Oh, I ain't gonna front. That's why I had to end up moving like different spots on my job. My girl's dead ass in my face, like, nigga, you gonna get fired. I thought they had you just joking around them picking on you. Get the fuck out of there. I don't care what time you have to go in, go somewhere else.
I said, listen, it ain't a problem where you work at, it's a problem. Like, listen, if you feel like you gonna stay in this one position, no man, no sir. So right. My man went from part-time to full-time and now he on his way to department head. So we already know what it is. So, but you got to go into it like, listen, this is what you're going to put up with. This is what you're not going to put up with. And that's just what it is. That's dating. I've never had to deal with that. Really? Well, that's because most of the women you've interacted with have had like our career. They already have that. And so that's not so much of an issue for you. Your issue is always going to be the time, quality time.
Someone said this. What if you see potential in a guy? Do not ever fucking date potential. You got to date reality. There's different.
You can do a little bit both.
No. If you only date him based on potential.
No, I'm not saying. So that's what I'm saying. It could be a little bit of both. Like, in all honesty, like I went into my situation like, yo, my man has the potential to be great at his job. So I'm gonna support him in doing that. So there's a difference between you seeing potential in the person and only banking on that potential.
So Let me ask you a question, right? What is the level of this nigga's trying and this nigga's not doing shit? He's just talking just to talk.
It's the actions.
Okay.
That's all that is.
Okay.
You get to a point where you're just like
successful.
The women that you date.
Some chicks can't handle it.
They can't handle that.
Most women can't handle success.
What about the flip side?
Like most niggas can't. The fuck?
Exactly.
I'm like, saying, yo, do you know how many times niggas was like, oh my God, I don't think she would ever talk to me. And I'm just sitting here like, what?
I like the episode.
What are you talking about?
Jabba Tears, love line. I like that.
Oh, you listen. Call in for any relationship advice.
Does anybody have any relationship questions for me?
Oh, you are.
Nigga.
Really?
Nigga, what the fuck?
Really?
Quality relationship
the nigga that don't broadcast this shit want to be like, I want to be Dr. Phil for you guys. What?
Yes. Leave some relationship questions in the comments.
Out of pocket. I have potential because of my situation, but I'm in the process of reality being real. I got me in July. Shout out to Gina for rocking with a nigga. Okay. I hope that's our real name.
The nigga Boston spitting game. Nah, I saw her. I knew she would be Mrs. Boston one day. Nigga spitting bars.
Why are you out here?
Look at her blushing. She mad red.
This nigga horny.
You got to say horny.
Horny.
No, it's not. Shop clothes for a few days.
Oh, man.
Fresh. Oh yeah, I don't. You, I was wondering, they both had the green hats on. I was like, did they color? Did I miss the memo? The fuck? But all right. Now that how do you maneuver
around
ring rats? Wow.
So I'll tell you this.
No,
one,
you
two, three, free.
Not telling this.
So 1, 2, 3 freeze. Ring rats. For people who don't know what ring rats are, they're the hoes.
How the fuck
the groupies?
Is, how the
groupies
is of the industry asking about poly relationships. Light bright.
Hold on. We gonna get to that. So, how to maneuver around ring rats? You got two choices.
That's the second question. Okay.
You got two choices. First choice is you mess with them. But the second choice, you don't mess with them. Now, how do you maneuver around the ones that you, when you mess with them? You have to have no emotions going in. If you have emotions going in, it's gonna mess up your bag.
This is my advice. If you're gonna mess with a ring rat, do not disrespect her, because she knows a lot of shit about you and everyone else. Meaning that always be her good side.
No, don't talk to her. Don't talk to her about shit.
But
you fuck her in the car.
But listen,
and that is it.
What I mean by being her good side is do not disrespect her. That's it.
Okay.
Because the moment that you disrespect her, your dick is little. They're gonna believe her because you know, like, she sucked up everybody, including the referee. You feel me?
So you slept with a ring rat?
No. No, by the time that I got into a relationship, that, like, by the time I got to wrestling, yeah, I had a whole relationship. So, no. You feel me?
And then the next one is...
Wait, had you thought about it, though? I feel like that...
But they don't look good.
They don't.
Unless you're on a WWE level, AEW
level. Yeah, yeah. On the indies level, they be like... They be have, like, coke mouth. Mm.
Wow.
They be smelling those, son. Niggas be pumping that. Like, oh, I'm good. You want something black? No, I'm good, my nigga. I'm good, son.
Wow.
Now, how do you guys feel about poly
nigga, no. I'm selfish. So, absolutely not.
So, I don't believe in it.
That's because
I feel it's too much work.
Wait. What? I turned a hoe to a housewife once. She became a hoe and a meth addict.
Whoa. I don't think that is a proud moment, but okay.
So.
We back to talking about meth? Like,
poly,
like Dwayne?
Relationships, I don't believe in it. Other people can do it, because the reason why, I don't have time for one woman.
Barely.
Now, barely. How can I have time for two?
We all been somewhere in a poly relationship somewhere in our life somehow.
Explain.
Yeah, because
Because listen, let me explain to you.
Yeah.
Back in my single days, I was honest with every woman I dealt with.
Single and in a relationship are very
because
different
they had
things.
Rankings. There's certain women that got the most attention.
That's not a relationship.
But hold up. Is I was messing with other girls. She probably messing with other guys. You feel me, though? So technically, we all in this together, my nigga.
No, the guys don't know about you.
Technically, y'all just fucking. Like, that's just it.
No,
y'all just fucking.
A poly relationship.
That's like if you and Mariah and some other girl or some other nigga rolled up and was like, yo, I want your girl. And then y'all end up being together. And spending time together, living together.
You have
together.
Two girlfriends that live together. You live together with them.
One girl actually thought about doing that with me.
Yes. My ex that you know, one from Brooklyn, she wanted to do that. And I was like, listen, you're annoying. I ain't got another one on this roster. That's too much work.
Yeah.
That's too much work. And then you expect me to pay all the bills too? Come on, dog.
But yes.
No. If we're in a party relationship, we're going to pay the bills together. You feel me? 3-3-4-4 How you want to do this, though?
But that may not be what they want to sign up for.
They ain't hungry for this, B.
They hungry for
only
your ass. That's why they go with you.
No. Pussy's everywhere, though, B. We create generational wealth, son. Three different incomes.
Which is why it's a no.
Think about it. Instead of us getting that 1 acre of land with the extra money, we get 2 acres.
Listen. I rather.
And then now when the poly, and now when the shit go left, how you dividing them assets?
If I'm gonna do poly, y'all both gotta have the same temperament. First of all, number two, we are all sleeping in the same bed.
That's a big ass bed.
You get California size.
Number three,
number three,
we're all getting a savings account together.
That's what I'm saying.
Number four, I'm paying the rent. Y'all paying the little bills underneath.
It's still a no.
And then we have threesomes once a week.
That's it. You feel me?
Twice a week, but I fuck you.
That's it. You feel me? That's it. Easy rules.
That's no. It's not as easy.
Do
as
you three plan on getting married?
Yes.
You asking the wrong person. No, I'm not asking.
He said, do you three plan on getting married?
once I've been asked, then yes, I can plan on.
No,
on
do you want to get married? That's what
he said. Yeah, I want to get married. Okay. Good. What about you?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, well, for me, it goes because you also got to think marriage is
commitment.
Is also not only commitment, but it also is business, and you also want to make sure, like, not for nothing, like my nigga ain't no spring chicken. So, like, at the end of the day, like, medical and all that type of stuff, like, I gotta know what's going on, and legally, I gotta be connected to that. If that's what we doing, like, if we expecting to be together for a long time,
I gotta know everything.
Like, we gotta put everything on the table,
and
do that. Well, I'm gonna take what that
is
to the disease grave.
That you have. Okay. No. Another thing too is I look at your family. Like, I look at how crazy the women are in your life, because potentially, like, you're going to be around my daughter. I look at the men in your life, how crazy they are. Potentially, you'll be around my son. So all this, I look at that. You feel me? Because if majority of your family is a bunch of hoes and hoodlums, I don't want to be around them.
But you can't judge somebody for how they family.
I'm married to the grind, like my boy.
Yeah, I shook my head when I saw it. I said, yep, he sure
but
is.
I do want to get married. We'll see what happens. It will happen in 2 years
from now. I'm about to say, I was like, you want to bet who gonna do it first? Probably Yarly, Loki.
Why?
Because look at you chuckling.
Hoes and hoodlums.
Wow.
No, I'm good.
Who said that? But gotta be a tech. Absolutely, Sean. I agree. I always tell tell Michael Boss, like, world greatest tag team. Like, yeah, that's what you really gotta look at it.
Like, me and my girl, like, I could throw a rock.
Would you want a big wedding or a small wedding?
Why the fuck am I having a big wedding?
I'm just asking.
The most probably 100.
No. That's a big wedding.
Nigga, the most
I want 50. You to know.
That's a big wedding?
100 is huge. Like, anything, to be honest, really over...
Future Miss McCoy. Look
for anything really over 45, 50 is huge.
That is it.
Honestly, like, I don't want a big... I just want to go to City Hall.
I want a good reception.
Wait, hold on. Go to City Hall, have a reception. Give them take out like $5,000. The rest, I want to take a vacation for a whole month. With that whole month, all the bills is paid at home. So 1 month away, vacation, honeymoon,
Now what if your love wants the big wedding? And doesn't want to settle for just City Hall. Then, I mean, you got to go to City Hall regardless, because you got to get
You want the big ass wedding
you
or the house? We're going to live at after. You want the nice house, right?
Think I about mean, long but you term. Could, you could go into that long term. It don't have to be immediate.
No. We could do the big wedding 10 years.
That's what I'm experiencing now, and I'm like,
Wait, hold on. The money is different, gonna be different in 10 years.
But still,
doesn't matter.
My nigga, I gotta do a $900 custom suit. I gotta fly to Houston.
But this is the people that you want a wedding with. These are your people.
But this is a wedding 10 years in the making.
But you don't have to spend that much on a wedding.
No, yes, people, I do.
No.
I just told you,
not you. Are you getting married, Janelle? No.
But I'm in the wedding, and sometimes that is a little bit more.
But I understand that. But this is not you. It's not your wedding, Janelle.
Oh, no. It's my best friend.
But I'm talking about all the stuff that you choose to be paying for, that's on her.
Understandably, in terms of them, and they deserve it, because in all honesty, when they got married, we were fresh out of college. Niggas ain't have money the way they have it now. So absolutely the girls.
Someone said this, right? Happy wife, happy life. No! I do not subscribe to happy life. No.
Really?
No. Mm. Because at the end of the day, though, son, if all the happiness is, if everything based on your happiness, then it's not a team no more. It's an I. We ain't gonna bring championships. So basically, like, I gotta come home when, like, the whole house, when you have attitude, the whole house is gonna feel it. It's all about a happy team, regardless. Because a man could just pay everything you have to pay. The wife is happy, but you over here sleep like smashing everybody. If the man's not happy, though, son, if the man's not happy, that's not fair.
But what if, and I challenge this, what if what makes you happy is seeing that person happy?
He's then a Cancer. What? They're selfish. They don't see it.
That but how fair. Am I selfish, though? How am I selfish, though?
You're a Cancer.
So, basically, it's this way, right? You see, this is how much little that you know about Cancers.
Oh, baby, no.
Not you, per se. From the outside looking in, though, y'all probably have your experience. But understand, but being actual Cancer, though, that, yo, if this does not make me happy in the long term, I'm not going to do it. But overall, I want to see my woman happy. Yes, for example, Valentine's Day. That's the most stupidest holiday ever. Because why any one holiday that everyone else is doing it to show you I appreciate you? But guess what? I do it. Because it makes you happy.
So that goes back to happy wife, happy life.
But with her, does the same thing to me.
But the thing about it, she's happy, so she's gonna make sure.
She's gonna make sure you're happy.
But that's that's vice versa. It doesn't matter.
But the thing about it, what the point is, when you get into a relationship, when you if you have a good partner,
they're gonna do their part to make sure you're happy. And then in return,
you're gonna have a happier life.
But stop the whole saying that, because men will hear that and go, happy life, happy wife. Do everything to make her happy. Meaning that she tell him, oh, I don't want you I don't want you to go to wrestling parties no more. Because hold on.
No, I get what you're saying. What I'm trying to tell you is that's an extreme look at it.
But it doesn't matter though.
No, but I think it's just a phrase.
But listen, I'm explaining to you why I don't use this phrase. Because if a woman says certain things you love to do, you can't do it, but she's happy though, right? That's what the saying's saying.
But the better, what I'm trying to say
it's
is...
It's how you perceive
the same. Think about it on a bigger scope, when it's deeper than that, if you put an effort into doing something for somebody that you care about, and the person genuinely loves you too, and she's happy, your life will be better because she sees what you do. What you taking a trip to Delaware every weekend, you're making her happy.
That's a sacrifice.
And it's making
stop talking my business out there.
Yeah, but the thing about it is you're making her happy.
We were giving examples of our lives.
But hold on. You basically said the same thing I was saying in the beginning. Well, hold on. Let me finish.
It's the perception. It's not a big deal. It's just a perception of how you take it.
But let me finish.
Go ahead. And then we'll wrap it up.
Let me finish.
And get into some wrestling.
I said all that at the beginning, though.
Can you not with your hand?
But a lot of men would take that literally.
Because they're dumb. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're missing my point. Stop. Go ahead.
Just let him go.
Never mind.
All right. AEW Revolution. Let's talk about, did it make us happy or nah? Were there certain parts of it that was, yo, his son, listen, face paint thing? Hey, how you doing? Like, yo, nigga was 6'8", over 250? Hello. We witnessed the last match of Sting in the state of, in wrestling. I appreciated that. I felt like all different parts of the wrestling world had given him his flowers, even to the point of Michael Cole shouting it out on Monday Night Raw. So I thought that was really classy and thoughtful. So yeah, let's talk about it. What are some highs and some lows outside of the average match being 18 fucking minutes?
What's wrong with that?
Long two, 9 matches. On an average, that's not even exact. An average of 18 minutes, that is obnoxiously long.
We watch Triple H versus Batista fight for close to an hour. The boring ass match.
It was an hour?
Close to an hour. Shit was boring. We watch Reign Orin versus Edge in that boring
ass.
You're
saying hold one
up.
Match,
well, hold up.
Which is boring, and I'm sitting here with 9 up. Matches on an average of 18 minutes.
But it wasn't that bad because it's the pay-per-view.
It doesn't sometimes quality over quantity.
But each match flowed though.
Not everyone.
What?
There was some that didn't need to be on the that all-star, we gonna just throw everybody in a ring and give Warlow the title shot that he was talking about. Y'all could have saved that for Dynamite. We didn't need that on a pay-per-view. You had a 12-man pre-show match, and that wasn't necessary. You had only one women's match on the card. Yeah.
This is your company,
but I will say there was definitely some definite highlights. Like, I will absolutely say the match of the night goes to Will Ospreay and Takeshita. I think that was definitely the level of, to MD's point, listen, the last few years of WrestleMania has not even, especially because they go 2 nights now. Yo, we were in and out in California, it was still light outside. Like, so they're working on that, but the average of 18 minutes is a bit much. You had Daniel Garcia fighting, opened up with Christian, which I did like. Eddie Kingston and Daniel Bryan, I thought was actually really good.
That was good though.
What else? What else did you guys care for? Thought was great.
The Ospreay match was good. Overall, the pay-per-view was overall good. It was it was very good, very well paced. I enjoyed that. There was no, I felt like the women's match. I feel like every time I watch women's match, it just feel like this may sound how it sounds and give a fuck, but like it makes you just want to go to the bathroom.
But is it because of and that's actually what bothered me, because you had one of the most story-driven storylines going into the pay-per-view, and then it, then what?
You know what?
You know, like it was like, what?
A lot of these AEW women are boring as hell. You feel me? Like they don't really entertain me and stuff like that. Every time like they speak, I'm looking like, what I'm listening to? The in-ring is amazing. I enjoy the in-ring, but I don't get enough to like go, I want seconds. When I watch NXT, Ring of Honor, all these other companies that do women matches, I want to sink in some more. I want to see, like, a lot of women do not want me to get their autograph when I see them in person. They don't. It makes me go, all right, cool. They'll go such and such, such and such, such and such, because they don't invest enough. Riho, where's she been at?
Bro, she popped up on Dynamite against that little. I said, right. For what?
Right.
I said, wait, so you mean to tell me Toni Storm going to have just one segment talking about the Tony Awards with an eye? On Rampage or Collision, on one of them shows, and instead of trying to figure out a way to continue the story with her and Deonna, or start up a new story, even though probably that's gonna be a dead fish in the water once Sasha Banks comes up next week. So it's just like, what were we doing?
Yeah, and the crazy thing about all these new women who coming in, the original women were hella entertaining. I was like, oh, I'm investing into this. I like them, but I felt that after the Willow, the Athena came. After that, all the women after that looking like, this is, they're boring to me. Like, they sound mad carbon. They sound cookie cutter. There's no real personality. Deonna Perez, I liked her when she was Impact. I don't understand why, but Impact, she just presents a lot better. Now I watch AEW, I'm looking like, oh, you all right. Toni Storm, I like her. But to me, it's just like, all right, how long is this going to last? Are you going to evolve it eventually, or are you going to do the same thing over and over again? Toni, the women's division is not that interesting. You have all these women. You hoard all these women talent for what?
The problem is they don't put them in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It isn't like the women aren't talented and they don't have charisma. Is they're not putting them in situations for them to flourish.
And it's not, and it doesn't happen. It's not on a consistent basis, and it's not shown throughout the show.
It's not shown
like
throughout the
show. Like, if you, like, yes, like the, because I watched it this morning. Like with Dynamite, I was like, of course we're gonna get that one woman match at the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know, Tony, but I know. But and then after that, you got the Toni Storm segment with her talking about the Tony Awards thing on a whole different show. And I was just sitting here like, so are we not gonna acknowledge the fact that they had a whole match and like what's Deonna's next move? Like we're just not gonna
But that's what I'm saying. They're not putting them in positions to win.
Oh, like the Willow, right? So bad. With Stokely, right? Oh, here's your chain for you to cheat. I'm not gonna cheat. After Willow's like, you better keep that shenanigans to yourself. I'm not invested.
She said, I'm gonna do it my way. And I'm sitting here like, now listen, if it does get her the TBS title, I'm here for that. But
my thing is this, she gets it, then what?
Right.
But the thing, so what they have to do is listen, the biggest test, and nobody's gonna say this, is when Mercedes Moné finally comes to AEW. That will be the biggest test.
Deonna's getting pushed to the back of the line. Tony Khan has a new toy coming in. Mm-hmm. Thank you, MDBB99. Triple.
Nickname alert, triple nine. But that's the problem, is the fact of the matter is they don't do that. So your biggest test is going to be Mercedes Moné. If you don't have literally four women lined up to put on bangers and quality stories, this will be a failed project.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Right? Who do you think the first four opponents should be? So
it's the first four opponents should be Deonna. It should be Toni Storm. Mm-hmm. We should have Ruby. And then the next one will be Willow. But the thing about it, you know what? I would even put Willow first. Because they already have
they already had the
story. Somewhat history.
So what happened to Ruby Riott and her date? It'd been like 2 weeks. They haven't mentioned it.
But the thing,
because that should be on I think like Collision or Rampage. It'd be on one of them other shows.
But that's the problem is that your main show, you don't elevate your talent.
Because
they don't put them in positions to win. Because the thing about it, on paper, they have the best women's division.
I don't agree with that, but
who has the better women's division on paper?
On paper,
everyone does.
On paper,
without looking at matches, you just see names on it from top to bottom.
Say that, though.
There's nobody else with a better women's division on paper. Mm-hmm. Now, actually performing, it's NXT. Then I'll even give it the Raw, the Raw roster. But when actually looking at it, just on paper, you look at the names that Tony Khan has in the women's division. He has the best women's division right now. You have Mercedes Moné. You have Thunder Rosa. You have Athena. You have Nyla Rose. You have Willow. You have Ruby Riott. And I'm just going on the top six, my niggas. Top six.
That came on your head.
And then Queen Aminata.
Well, she's always going to be.
Yeah, you have Queen.
You have Sky Blue.
You don't forget.
What's the fate? That was the African American champion. What's her name?
You have Trisha Dora.
You have
Trisha Dora.
You have
Red Velvet. You have that women.
Serena Deeb.
Hold on.
That you name everybody that don't be you.
But that's the point.
Janelle, he said on paper.
But still, and I guess it could depend on the eyes that you like look on. That because for me on paper it just for me is a mixture of women that are established and a bunch of women that are established on the indies,
but that's what I'm
and
saying.
That's okay, it's nothing wrong with that.
But that's what I'm saying, because you have a diverse talent pool.
I'll give you that.
So that makes it the best. Because the thing about it, not everybody has the same style. If he knew how to mix and master that women's division, this should be on another level.
But you know what?
Jamie Hayter.
But you know what?
I forgot about Jamie Hayter.
Well, because she's injured. My real issue is the same
treatment.
Don't forget
treatment, that Hershey.
My issue comes from if you're able to do like what they're doing with like Swerve and Joe and that type of picture where even what they did with MJF when they had mad niggas at all at once trying to come at him. I don't understand how that's not something that they would want to do on the women's side. Like, I don't understand why that wouldn't gravitate to you being like, all right, let's get a few more women in that conversation so that it looks like we're doing, even if it looks like we're being busy. Because at the end of the day, the one women match and then the one backstage segment ain't going to cut it.
But someone said all these people, but on paper, majority of people that you name, Bianca, Bayley, Charlotte, that's Rhea, Nia, Becky,
they're performing.
Wait, hold on. But then outside of those names, looking at on paper, and Asuka and Kairi, you don't know Tiffany. You don't know Ja'Kia. You don't know these people.
No, but the same could be said about half of the people he said.
But on
that
paper,
don't know. But even on paper, if he lists the people that AEW has, and if you have not either watched like Japan, if you have not watched indie stuff, if you're just going front and center on what's on the like what's presented on TV. You can say the people don't know these people either.
No, but I'm not talking about
Hold on.
Let me rewind what I mean, what I say on paper. On paper, you're looking at talent. Exactly. If you're a wrestling fan, you're looking at the talent on paper. Because if you look at the talent on WWE, you look at the NXT roster, half of them haven't proven themselves.
Exactly.
Probably a third have proven themselves to be on an official. Now you look at WWE, you can argue, and I said the Raw roster and maybe the SmackDown roster. But the way that what Tony has on that roster in general, when you look at just the names,
this is
people who have wrestled all over the world. You don't have that in NXT a lot. You have people that came up to the, which is nothing wrong with that. I'm from the NIL, go to the PC,
right.
Now I'm on NXT. You're looking at well-established people. He has an all-star women's division.
He does, yeah.
Like, literally everybody on that women's division is top-tier talent. But the problem is he doesn't know how to mix and master them to the point where it comes off legit. Because you mentioned Deonna. She came out with the Tony shit. What's the follow-up? You mentioned that too.
Exactly.
There was no follow-up.
Exactly.
But the thing is, what we just said, we said Tony Storm, we said Deonna. Deonna from NXT. Deonna bodied it in TNA. But what are we seeing now? Nothing.
Exactly.
Because that check was crazy.
Exactly. But
we're going to continue to
like,
see nothing.
I do agree with him. Because at the end of the day, you have a mixture of talent from the indies, well-established indie wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And you got well-established people that who's been in the industry for years. As a wrestling fan, I cannot count casual fans because they don't count. They're just casual. But as a wrestling fan, if I look at it just paper, if I'm asking somebody who took like 2 years off, don't know nothing about AEW, but last time he was into wrestling, you know all the indie talent. If I'm looking at AEW roster, I go, oh, I know all these indie people. Oh, I remember seeing this person, this person, this person, this person. So at the end of the day, they do have one of the best talents, the best roster. But I could count on one hand how many of them have banger matches.
Banger matches and story arcs.
Exactly. On one hand, while WWE, they may not have the name, the big names from the indies. They have a lot of up-and-coming talents. That's good, but all of them have different bangers. Even Shayna Baszler, she may not be using right, but yet that's a name, and then there's bangers. But then if you look at other women on the roster, it's like, I can't, like, you can always find bangers with every woman on the roster that they always push. Even with the ones that you don't think they push that much, they have a banger match. AEW is, they don't have a lot of banger women matches. So,
shout outs for this being the highest streamed episode ever.
They don't have a lot of women's matches to even begin to have that conversation of banger matches.
They don't have it.
They don't.
But that's the problem.
That's the problem. And that proved his point. On paper, they have the best roster.
But because the thing about it, you look at this. Tiffany Stratton, right?
Best moonsault in the business.
No. What did they do with her? This is what I'm talking about. Mix and master. Yo, Becky, I'm going to need you a favor. Come downtown.
Yo, go get the title you never got.
Come
downtown. Go get that accolade.
Let's remix
but
this.
But then also highlight one of the most up-and-coming superstars so on our brand.
That's like saying that Detroit Pistons got the best roster kid. They lose every week. No, it's not. No, no.
I done told you about these basketball references.
No.
So MDB 99.
Triple nine.
I'll give you this one. AEW's women's roster is literally Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley, and Hakeem Olajuwon when they teamed up. On paper, this is supposed to work.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example.
The Lakers.
Hold on. I'll give you another example because they actually went to a championship. I'll give you another example. I'll give you a football example. You look at the Eagles. When we had Vince Young, we had an all-star squad on that team, and we bombed.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, yep. Matthew Miller, another example.
Gene's example was that was it. On paper, Dallas could look like the most winningest situation.
Dallas Cowboys.
And still never win.
Yeah, yeah.
Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. So those are examples of, like, on paper, this team is supposed
like
to win.
Like, it's supposed to work.
Don't forget, the New York Giants, when it had Odell Beckham, when it took the picture on the thing.
Oh, that was the curse of all.
Yo, that was a good, very good.
Did you hear?
Matter of fact, the most infamous roster on paper.
You hear about Russell talking to the Giants today? Before he went to Pittsburgh? Just say.
Who?
Russell.
No, stay away from the Giants.
Nah.
Because
come. Let me babysit the babies. Come
so,
on.
So the way that they be disrespecting my son, Tony Khan Bartley and all of that, nah, be
It's because they don't feel there's that's a different conversation for a different day.
So another one, trust the process. Like what Tony got is magic, but it takes a different type of magic to put it together.
Exactly. I think Tony Khan's biggest problem is Tony Khan should focus on he's good at advertising AEW, but he's not the greatest at doing everyday stuff in AEW. Like, he's that manager when, like, every time you come, that manager at your job that, the store manager, every time he comes in, he fuck up shit. We got to push it back together after he leaves.
Or the store manager that don't want to, you know what it is? Tony Khan is the store manager that don't be wanting to smoke. That want the title and I'm here. I'm here to help, but exactly. I'm not. But exactly. I don't want no issues. I don't
but
want
I
no trouble.
But I also bring wrestling fans.
Well,
y'all niggas ain't good either. Y'all like women's wrestling.
My man said Triple Nine said my cousin lost a Super Bowl. Your cousin played football? Oh shit. You got to end on the Super Bowl? What's up?
But
I'm trying to go next year.
Everybody got a cousin that played in the NFL.
Yeah. We got a cousin that played for the Giants at one point.
That's beautiful.
Cousin that played for the Packers.
Yeah.
Shit. I wish I had that type of family. My bad.
We're also Haitian, so you know the
yo, did you hear about the shit that's yo, y'all need to go check on y'all family out there because the games.
We don't have family there. All families here.
Yo, it's the wildest thing when I had read that the other day, but the gang's taking over Haiti.
That's common. That's
but like it's to the point where the prime minister couldn't even come back. Prime minister is in Puerto Rico.
Yo, no,
they won't allow him back.
No. Like this been going on for years.
Shit is wild, but shit is turning up. Like to the point where Spirit put on their website, if you want to change your travel plans, if you are flying to Haiti because of what's because of the civil unrest, I've never seen that.
You know why? No. You know why that Haiti have all these civil unrest? Because they refuse to bend to the U.S. Because they have a certain material there. I forgot what material is called. This is why they say Haiti is the real life Wakanda. They have a certain material there that the U.S. wants. So you know what they do? They put these fake dictators, whatever, say, we got our man, and then we could do what we have to do.
Oh, speaking of that, too, they ended up, y'all know they charged that wife, that president that got assassinated, they charged that wife the other day for that plot.
Exactly. She's
crazy out there.
Exactly. So this is why that Haiti has so much civil unrest, because they refuse to bend to the U.S. Like, understanding, each time the U.S. comes to a country, they end up fucking it up. Look at Africa. We came in there and fuck it up to this day. They have all these dictators rise up against America, and then like, nah, they kill them. They start coups and all of that. Yeah.
All right, so Revolution was this past Sunday. Thank you for everybody that did come out to Legends to come and hang with us. Happy belated birthday to Lawrence as well. But yes, Sting's last match.
So what's next? Oh, yeah.
They won. He won his last match, but then shortly after, they relinquished the tag belts. So now the tag belts will be contested in a tournament soon. I guess they're going to be playing out through the next like month and a half to probably lead up to crowning new champs at their new pay-per-view next month called Dynasty. So be on the lookout for that. Man, that is another viewing party. Ain't that something? But yeah. All right. What else is on the docket for today to talk about real quick? Your boy Sammy Guevara
got suspended.
Making news. Was suspended in AEW. Is suspended due to hitting his finishing move after Jeff got concussed. Now, as a referee, I have this question for you.
Yeah.
As a referee, you have a certain responsibility to check on the safety of both people in the ring.
Yeah.
Now, is there a possibility that neither Sammy nor the ref knew or was able to communicate that Jeff was concussed and he could not finish the match? Do you think the referee should have stopped the match? In your professional opinion,
I think personally is sometimes the wrestler was like, no, I could continue. For example, when Big Game Leroy got injured against
were you reffing that match?
Yeah. He got injured against I forgot the dude's name.
The guy, yes,
go forgot ahead. His name. So it was a big dude, right? He got hurt. Leroy was like, I could continue. I said, yo, I'm gonna throw up the X. No, I'm gonna continue. Sometimes as a referee, like, all right, man, you do this yourself, but that's a leg injury, whatever. I said, what you want to do? I tell them, roll up real quick. That's it, cool. Concussion, I never been through that.
Okay.
So I don't have much experience, but personally, I will stop the match. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your position on the card. I don't care if I never ref in this place again. I don't care because once wrestling is done, this man got to live his life. He still got to go to work. He probably got kids, got other responsibilities. So him making $100, maybe $300, depending on the scale, whatever, it doesn't mean shit if you cannot play your kids after. I will, like, even the person going, no, continue. Even if I have to fight him in the ring, I don't care. It's about this man's safety.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Okay.
So in that incident where people get on Sammy Guevara, oh, he's messed up, this, that, or third, they should fire him. He is always getting suspended. Is at the end of the day, Sammy's young. You understand? He's young with money and clout. So he has a lot of room to mature as a man. So this is why I didn't fuss. At first, like, he was dumb. Now I realized that, yo, where's the grace? We got to let him grow up the same exact way that we let Randy Orton grow up. This thing, Randy Orton showing his dick talk to everybody, wobbling. Fail the drug test 3 times, nothing happened to him. But because they understand that how valuable he is. The same exact way the fan gave Randy Orton grace, allowing him to grow up, we got to give Sammy grace.
Okay. Sir Wilkins, as you've seen in the comments, people have mentioned that this comes after almost a month from the actual incident that he was suspended. So is it more or less of the suspension
somebody
starting
said that
now?
Sammy has clout with food. With the wrestling fans. Like, he has his own YouTube page and everything. Like people like him. Like, that's the clout. Like, within the wrestling bubble, if you mention Sammy at a signing, people are going to show up. That's clout.
So, people don't understand how corporations work. You can't suspend somebody right away unless it's blatantly obvious, like, okay, the person hurt the person, whatever, blah, blah, blah. or why the situation is.
You see, that goes to my point.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
But the thing is, you have to investigate the situation.
Of course.
Yes, it's a month after, but he's still getting suspended. He's still getting reprimanded for the situation. Now, with the whole situation, him doing that, I don't know the full story. As many stories that came out. Mm-mm. But let's say, for instance, he ignored the ref and still went about it. He deserves to be fired. Yeah. Because, like you mentioned, this is somebody's safety. He deserves to be legit fired if he ignored the ref. Uh-huh. The other thing was the ref told him, hey, continue the match. Just go to the ending of it. And that was in the ending of the match where he did the move on the top rope.
Someone asked, how can you tell the ref to concuss when there are different type of concussions? Overall, well, I asked the doctor about it. He said there's overall something you look for. Like, let's say he may not have the glassy eyes, but when he's standing up, he don't know how to comprehend nothing. Or I asked him, yo, bro, what's today's date? I don't know. Yeah. What's your name? I don't know. They're like, simple, like, I don't know what I'm doing here. There's certain things that you just know.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say there probably is like a certain protocol that you can dictate.
Yeah. And then the thing, you shouldn't continue the match, but he continued the match. His leg hit his head again.
Yeah.
So he was concussed. Yeah. He shouldn't have done the move. He should have just rolled them up. One, two, three, get out of here. But he decided to finish. It's a very dicey situation, but it's borderline clear cut as well.
Yeah.
You should have been safe. If you knew he was hurt and they told you he was hurt, hey, let's finish this now. Game over.
I'll give you an example.
To be honest, that whole match shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have been wrestling each other at the beginning.
I'll give you an example. It was a couple weeks.
Jeff needs to retire.
Well, I'll give you an example. It was years ago. It was Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan, right? In the match, from the back, Triple H said, stop the match. Why? Because Daniel Bryan didn't look good. Daniel Bryan got tight, fight him, da-da-da. And he had to realize, like, dang, this man basically saved my life.
And also, too, DB was also hot in the fact that he was having concussions.
Exactly. Example.
And that played a big part in why that split happened. Because there's a lot of stuff that he withheld because he already knew that they would tell him no. And it goes back to the SmackDown match that whatchamacallit, Melo and Austin had, and they stopped the match. And people was like, why did they do that? No, like, I don't, live or not, like, their livelihood is greater than any TV rating there is.
So I want people to understand what a concussion is on a physical standpoint. A concussion, so our brain is connected to our spine. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A spinal cord connects to our brain. Our brain is floating in water. There's the fluid in our skull is what our brain just sits in.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with a concussion is your brain moves and hits the side of your skull.
Yep.
So when that happens, it fucks you up.
Yeah.
And in the long term, you keep getting concussions. It's going to mess you up when you get a whole lot older.
Exactly.
It leads to a bunch of messed up stuff. That's why there's different concussion protocols nowadays.
Exactly.
Because now we have more information. Somebody mentioned Bubba Ray did a whole match with a concussion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, because we didn't know what concussions was. It was like, oh, you got your bell rung. Go back out there. No. CTE is a real thing.
So yeah. Triple Nine just said it.
And the crazy thing about it, let's go back to NFL. You know how many people continue playing, knowing that they had that whole concussion?
Yeah, hurt, all type of hurt. Mm-hmm.
But it's not legal anymore because we know too much now. Because
medicine has evolved to the point where that shit is just not, like, that's unacceptable.
People commit suicide because of CTE. Many people have, and I don't want to bring this up, him up at all, but some people blame CTE for Benoit's situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That played a part in it.
Mm-hmm. And look at Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
This getting hit in your head,
it messes you up for life.
Not
the same. And that's the thing. This, once you have one concussion, that's just going to keep coming. That's going to be the same thing. It's the same thing with any type of injury you have.
His uncle played in the NFL for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
has those symptoms as well. Like, that's why they have to suspend him. That's why you stop a match right away.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a person to get this to get another. Because you can get back-to-back concussions in the same situation.
Correct. And not know it.
So that's why this is dangerous that what Sammy did if it was the way that it did. He had to get suspended. Bro, you are not. This is health.
How much do I have?
Somebody, like you mentioned.
Somebody livelihood.
Jeff has kids. Jeff has a wife.
Yeah.
But also, too, and to wrap that up, also apparently Matt Hardy's contract is coming up, too. So let's see what happens with that.
Matt Hardy should go be a
that
producer.
Nigga need to go back to Impact. For real. If we're going to be honest. Spade.
Oh, my God.
Jeff need to go back and get Reba back on that piano.
No, he needs to retire. Oh, Reba wants this nigga home.
She does. Actually,
said again, if someone has a light concussion, how can you really tell? You could be functioning until a couple of weeks later. I understand that, but at the moment in the match, I'm gonna stop it. At the end of the day, I feel like he got a concussion. Cool. This is why the medics are there at these wrestling matches. Hey, what's going on? They do the protocol. If I tell him, yo, he's concussed, automatically that shit stops. They will like enter him to like a concussion protocol.
Usually your head hits the mat. And if you have a good ref, they're going to check on the wrestler. And like concussion or not, you can still be like, yo, I'm not 100%.
Right. But that's why, and that was why in the beginning of this whole conversation, I directed the question to Mr. Black, because as a referee, there's those are unspoken heroes. At the end of the day,
when a hero comes along,
this nigga here, at the end of the day, they're the ones that really would be able to stop you from doing worse to yourself. And even as a wrestler, you want to, because that's the whole, montage. Like, I got to finish the match. The match. That's everybody's mentality. When fucking Enzo, I think, had got concussed or something had happened to him, he got injured, he finished the match. Because he was just like, that's all I know is that's what they tell me. Finish the match. So at the end of the day, the referee definitely, should play a crucial part in making sure that both parties are safe and that they're okay.
Because, like, either way, there's nothing in contract that said you have to finish the match. You're still going to get paid. You're
still going to get paid. all right, real quick, let's talk about this week. So Vice is back with this season's Dark Side of the Ring and the first episode. And I actually was so Dark Side has had this very dark cloud, no, all pun intended, about all these horror stories and things of that nature. And this honestly just taught me about the man, the myth, the legend, Earthquake, and I really enjoyed this episode because
it was good.
I definitely didn't. I definitely didn't know that nigga was the nigga in the Oddities. Threw me for a loop.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Had no idea that was the same guy. Had the success he had in Japan, which I think was a very good highlight. Because not a lot of people know of things of that nature, so it taught me a little bit about his career, how he started as a sumo wrestler and went.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, went from sumo to then professional wrestling. So I thought that was a
match
that
he had in Japan.
But yo, that was, I felt like that had hit like viral again a few months ago, like, because I had never heard about that, and then it popped up on the internet a few months ago, and I was just like, that shit is hilarious. But the family man, falling in love with a little Filipino lady. And having kids, all of his, kids talking about him in the manner that they did. Fucking Haku dying of laughter from the fucking Shockmaster skit.
That was good.
The guy that played Shockmaster was also the guy that was Typhoon, which was his tag team partner, which actually also is Cody's godfather, if you did not know.
Tugboat.
But it was really good. It was a really just wholesome episode, and I appreciated the understanding.
They're about to ramp it up soon.
Because next week is Buff Bagwell, so I already know.
Steroids, bitches, and escorts,
and drugs.
Tons of it.
Drugs, and more drugs. But listen, if you get on that DDP yoga, listen, anything
change can, your life.
Anything. Listen, he got Jake the Snake coming out still. Without the oxygen tank. So listen, anything DDP, shout out to DDP and DDP yoga.
Because yoga is like one of the best things you could do for your body. Like,
yeah.
DDP must be a good person, son.
No, he's phenomenal. He's super sweet.
He must be a real good super person in sweet. Real life. And like, he must be.
I've never really heard any bad thing about DDP. Moving right along from there, speaking about some old school, the 2024 Hall of Fame
Stacked.
Class. Is now starting to be released. We was all starting to wonder, like, when are they going to start making announcements? We're a month away from WrestleMania, a little under a month away from WrestleMania. Shout out to Justin in the building. Been doing your... shout out to you for doing it. Yes, you keep on. This year's Hall of Fame class of 2024 started off with, I think about a week ago, we got the name of of the legendary wise man himself, Paul Heyman, will take his rightful and most deserving place into the WWE Hall of Fame, along with one of the hardest hitting women wrestlers of all time, one of the greats. If you can put that graphic up. Bull Nakano is going to be inducted this year. Her shit with Medusa and all bunch of shit pop, like, she definitely has a deserving place. And as announced today, Triple H kindly gave a call to not only what's his first name? It just threw me off for a loop. But the US Express featuring Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda. There you go. Better known as Bray Wyatt's dad and uncle, will take their place into this year's Hall of Fame class of 2024. If you did not know, they were a part of the very first WrestleMania. So to be a part of the 40th anniversary of it, and I think it was such, I think it was
biggest WrestleMania ever.
it don't get no bigger than that. So it's good to see the, you know, once again, we got three inductees so far, so we're gonna be on a lookout to see who else goes in this year. But yeah, they announced today that the US Express will be inducted along with Paul and Bull. So, and I thought it was super sweet, because if you look on WWE's Instagram, it shows Triple H calling them together, yeah, and telling them both that they were both being inducted, and seeing, you know, Mike getting emotional, and it was just like, oh man, this is so dope and such a really good time of the year. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, Bray isn't here with us to witness it, but he's always going to be around. And I think it's super dope that they're honoring both his dad and his uncle. The Wyndham family alone in wrestling, okay, go back and watch some of them hard hitting matches with all of them, but it's super dope. Once again, the Hall of Fame will be following the SmackDown WrestleMania weekend. So the Friday, the night before WrestleMania, will be the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. So make sure if you're going to be in Philly to go out and support. If you're not, it'll probably be live and in color on Peacock. So make sure to be on the lookout for that. What else before we get into This Week in Wrestling real quick? Anything else I missed that we want to talk about? Seth. Real quick. So those that have already purchased 2K24.
Go ahead.
That's it. 2K24 was released this week, and as you are aware, and if you have been living under a rock, there are a few covers. So the first one is Cody Rhodes graced the cover of the 2K24, and it's super cute. There's a video of him and him showing his daughter, showing Liv the covers, and then she's like, well, I want to play, and like he's like, I'm going to teach you how to play. It was super cute. And then the other cover is honoring the 40 years of WrestleMania. I think that's the legacy one, so that's that one. And then, of course, the one with Rhea and Bianca Belair gracing the cover of 2K24 together. But unfortunately, there are some ignorant people in the world, and they've been, you know, some people have been commenting under Bianca Belair and the cover.
So let's get this straight. People were saying, oh, she don't deserve it. Oh, it's because she's black. They got to have a black person on there. Blah, blah, blah. They don't cheat on cheat, but this and that. So let's speak facts. Let's not speak with emotions. Bianca did a tryout, got picked, went through the PC center, trained, was on NXT, never won a title in NXT because she was training and cooking. And I even said she wasn't ready yet. But when she was ready, Bianca did her thing. But let's, you know, people want facts. What has Bianca Belair accomplished to be deserving on the 2K24 cover? So let me start. Before she was in wrestling, she was a world beauty, fitness, and fashion. She won first place in wellness class 2022. Second place in a fitness class 2022. This is during her wrestling career. Just want to throw something outside of wrestling. She was the ESPN Female Wrestler of the Year in 2022. She won an ESPY for Best WWE Moment with her match versus Sasha Banks,
which black women main eventing WrestleMania
in 2021. New York Post Female Wrestler of the Year 2022.
Yep.
PWI Women of number the year, 2022, ranked number one of the top 150 female wrestlers in the PWI's Women's 150 in 2021. Mm-hmm. Slam Wrestling, best WWE female wrestler. Mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated ranked her number 9 in the top 10 women's wrestlers in 2018.
Yep.
Ranked her number 3 in the top 10 wrestlers in 2021 and 2022. She's a 2-time women's champion.
Royal Rumble winner.
She's a WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. And she's a Women's Royal Rumble winner.
Yep.
Hold on.
And won the Elimination Chamber. Put down the table.
So she debuted in NXT about 2016. 8 years later, this is what she has accomplished.
The face of the company.
She's a borderline. She's the face of the women's division.
She's the face of that company.
So we did accomplishments. Now let's talk about professionalism. Let's talk about branding. Let's talk about the mere fact that every race, religion, creed looks up to Bianca Belair because of what she's done. I've seen.
And she's undefeated at WrestleMania.
Yep. She got the new Undertaker streak, y'all.
She has women and girls of all races wearing that braid.
Little girls and little boys out here with EST t-shirts and signs and the impact alone that Bianca Belair has given wrestling across the world is unmanageable. And for anyone to disagree or be disrespectful and what should be a beautiful moment for her is just ignorant in their own selves. There's something that upsets them within themselves, because there's nothing that woman has done to anyone to deserve the backlash that these ignorant ass people have been trying to give her about gracing a cover that women have never been on to be able to share it.
Yeah, they have.
But to be able to share it with Rhea and have that moment with her,
the first black woman to be on
the two top women in WWE to be able to grace that cover.
Bro,
you got niggas like, I don't even play video games, and guess what? A bitch is going to buy that cover. How about that? I don't even play the shit.
She has done so much for WWE in general.
Hulu. The niggas, they got on the Shade Room. Yeah. I said, what the fuck? They on the Shade Room?
Next up is Jada Parker. Miss Parker.
Listen,
on some serious shit, like, you can't diminish how great she was.
Becky was not the first woman on the cover on 2K cover or 2K. Yeah. But in general, no, it was China.
But we have to give, like, people just hate or just hating.
They just hate.
That's really what it is, because there's no reason to hate on Bianca.
But who's hating?
People in her comments.
The comments are racist.
Yeah,
just racist.
How
comments.
Dare black girl? They only did it because she black.
You know the crazy thing about it? Like the post that you put with Bianca Belair, it's funny though. The post that we put on the Jabba TSP, Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks, right? It went viral. I think it's on 3 million right now. And the amount of racist comments that I heard on that is crazy.
Because nobody can. Nobody likes people doing great stuff, and especially if they are not the color of their skin.
But it'd be people who look like us too.
No, I don't give a fuck. They're haters too. Because at the end of the day, Bianca Belair is trailblazing. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, what she did at WrestleMania with Sasha Banks is absolutely amazing. Bianca Belair is the definition of a mega superstar.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like her matches are bad, stuff like that. They are great matches.
But she's gotten better over the years.
But also to her point, like, just the talent that she has. She does her own gear. She's very, and I realized it from watching the Hulu show, how important her entrance was at WrestleMania and how she understands the assignment, because she understands it's bigger than her at this point. For us to be in Dallas and to see an I never would have thought in my life I would have seen an HBCU band play on the biggest stage at WrestleMania. Would have never thought that.
John Cena did that.
Would have never. an HBCU band.
It was a, wait. Didn't you have a band play a couple years ago?
A band? Yes. Oh, an HBCU yeah, band. Texas Southern University played for that girl when she was in Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Then the following year, when we was just there in SoFi, had them little girls from Compton come up with a dance routine in less than 2 weeks from WrestleMania to be on that stage, and that little girl losing her mother on that same day and still showing out for Bianca and knowing that this is bigger than all of us.
Shit is just out of
fuck these crackers, nigga.
Yo,
fuck these racist crackers.
Fuck them.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Bianca deserves to be on there. And you know what? I'll push it even further. She deserves a cover by herself. Fuck this shit. I like Cody. I like Ripley. But Bianca is Bianca.
Oh, yeah. So I was right. John Cena had an HBCU. All
right. I get it. Listen, John Cena for the niggas, too. So
I mean, bro, his album went platinum.
Yo, his album is fire. Like, if John Cena ever thought to just do, like, a seven-city tour just on that one album from, like, God knows how long ago.
Son.
Baby, that would sell out.
That song ain't a banger. Batman. I'm a bat. Woo!
First of all, just his theme song alone.
The original is so thinking untouchable.
And this nigga came out every week. Yo, this nigga had the audacity to come out every week in a fucking big-ass jersey. And then when MTV Cribs came to his house, showed the closet full of fucking jerseys in his house. Like, that shit was not, that shit was real life. Man, life
people think they have that. People think they have that. Yo, Josh is BSing. If you ask,
I think it was
Jay-Z, somebody, rap dude. I think Wu-Tang, I forgot who they said, nah. John Cena came to the studio and was laying out mad bars.
This nigga sampled Andy up for his own shit. His own shit.
Not only John Cena is part of the culture. He getting culture paid, B. Paid, son.
Nah, I haven't seen the interview
Don't
yet.
Forget.
I do wanna watch
Don't
it.
Forget. He put on Tony Ayo with that. People calling it a John Cena. John Cena said, nah. I got it from my nigga Tony Ayo.
And Yayo was appreciative. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, the album got to be like half my age at this point.
Bro, it is amazing. And I will
we still
always
talk about
that album. Because that album is fire.
That and Macho Man's this album.
Oh, be a man, Hogan.
Best two things in wrestling.
So he has a song about Mr. Perfect. That shit made me cry.
Yeah.
It made me cry. So, hold on. See if I can find it. I'll play for like 2 seconds.
Be a man, Hogan.
What else we got real quick? Okay, so real quick this week in wrestling. Last week, SmackDown, where Dwayne came and was calling everybody meth heads and crack heads. And I said, oh, boy.
Yeah, we meth heads.
But I mean, to be fair, though, he wasn't lying about the statistic in Arizona.
Y'all think race had anything to do with the whole battle for the head of the table? Battle of the head of the table battle? Oh,
no, I don't think so.
Not me, though.
You want to get to the good part instead of the
end? Yeah.
This is the Mr. Perfect song.
Kurt Hennig. This nigga gave him a memorial song.
Yeah.
Yo, who is singing in the background? We miss you, but
we know you're in a better place.
What? It's kind of hard as time goes on and I don't see your face. What? So I'm clinching and I'm pulling on a box. Okay. It's real hard
sometimes to keep it going. All right, that's
enough. Shit, I'm going to listen to that on the...
Yo.
on the ride.
Matt Caster? You'd be surprised how many people don't like him.
I'm not surprised, though. After we saw him in Tampa, I do know that song. That the chorus.
Wait, we gotta put it down.
Be a man, nigga.
I've not heard this up because, like, I actually want to get this out there.
We get what? Oh, the video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bitch ass nigga.
Yo, so actually I have a question real quick. It's not that actually triggered something in me real quick, 2.5. Do you get the mega power vibes from Seth and Cody? Or was it just me? I feel like I caught it on Monday.
No.
And I looked at them and I was just like, yo.
Why does it do anything? Matt Cash is a famous father. Why does it do anything?
He has a famous father.
So what?
He played in the league.
Which league?
Okay.
He's a football player. That's it.
What the hell?
Okay, but it doesn't make him an asshole. It doesn't give him excuse to be an asshole. That shit does not mean shit.
Anywho. All right. So, yes, going back to SmackDown, sold out out in Glendale. Yeah. And Dwayne had anteed it up and said, listen, I'm not gonna fight you solo, Cody. I'm gonna fight you in a tag team.
And if you win the tag team, then you can go after the title.
Then you
if
can
you
really,
lose,
if you bloodline lose, rules. Bloodline rules. And I was just like, man,
anything goes.
We
you know, The Rock has a skincare line now.
Oh, really? Are you gonna get it?
Yes. Mm. I just ordered it.
Of course you ordered it.
Of course you did. What is it? You stupid. You should have had him send you. You should have tried to sponsor this. You should have got sponsored.
No, I'm gonna do a.
Are you gonna do unpacking?
Unpacking it.
Oh, I like that for you.
We're gonna try it out.
But yes, so this week on SmackDown, he definitely did. See, okay, thank you, Anthony. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I was like, bro, I'm sitting here feeling very mega power risk. But yes, Dwayne had challenged Cody and Seth to a tag team match night one of WrestleMania. So this week, tonight in real time, they will be responding because Seth and Cody have been confirmed to be on SmackDown tonight out in Dallas, Texas. So make sure to tune in on SmackDown.
It's like a real, like, this is the real thing.
it's like real life out here. Laurent340 asks, what's your thoughts on Rock's promo that was on Twitter from last week? I don't have the X, I don't have Twitter, I don't have Blueberry, so
I don't.
And I wasn't watching 15 minutes of Dwayne talking when I was gonna watch him talk for 15 minutes on live TV. So I got the gist when he was just like, fuck your story, and that was a little funny. Do you guys feel that this possible tag team match at night one is taking away from a women's main
event? It's going to main event night one anyway. We don't know it's going to main event.
So here's the hard part. Is that I don't think it will take away from it. I don't really see.
But now, who said that the women's match main event in night one?
I haven't heard that either. But I guess it depends on which women's. Because I definitely feel like Bayley and Io would probably be night one. Where they would have Rhea and Becky be night two.
I thought main event.
No, but I'm just saying, I was just saying in general.
Why would they main event Bayley for?
I don't know why.
There's no build. There's nothing to there. Nothing.
Well, actually, Dakota screwed her on Friday. So now Dakota's very looking like a whole.
I understand the point of giving women that shine. I get that. But let's look at the overall picture.
Exactly.
We have to look at what's making money, and right now, and listen, y'all know I love Bayley. Anybody knows me, I love. I think Bayley's the best one out of all four horsewomen. Yeah. I've said that numerous times. But let's look at the bigger picture. You have The Rock, which is he is on the top five of the most followed people on Instagram. He has the reach. Of an incredible reach in outside of professional wrestling. He's also one of the boards of directors. That's another thing. And also, let's think about it. The Rock's 50 something. When are we gonna get another match with The Rock?
That's what I had to really think back. I was just like, man, and in all honesty, this was the only way y'all niggas was getting Dwayne. Because Dwayne
Hardy says
can't do one on one.
It's just been in a conversation on Twitter and Damage Control still happening. Quietly cooking since before War Games. I understand that, Stephanie, but where's a flyer that you see Bayley on there?
You
nowhere.
Friday? She was just on Friday night.
Flyer. They don't mention Bayley. None of that. Okay, cool. So you look at Becky Lynch and Rhea. You're going to put Rhea main eventing over The Rock? His first match back in how many years? Come on, it doesn't make sense.
But I don't even think, because going back to someone has said that the women's match didn't deserve. It's not about deserving or not deserving. Sometimes at the end of the day, it is what's best for business and what makes the most sense. So like for something like me, and people always shoot so fast to the main event, like, oh, the main event is the all in all the be all.
No.
In all honesty, Rhea and Charlotte was not the main event last year.
Banger.
And that was the night of the match everybody talked about. No one gave a fuck about nothing else but talking about Rhea winning that title off of Charlotte last year.
It doesn't matter.
So to be honest, for me, and y'all both know I'm a stickler for match placement. For me, sometimes everybody always focuses on what the main event will be. When in all honesty, you got to have a continuous flow throughout the entire show. I would not be upset if them ladies opened the show. When's the last time outside of, I think, I feel like Bianca and Io, I think in Puerto Rico, had opened up the show. And you saw how everybody reacted to that and how fire that was and how everybody was. It gave the good energy throughout the night.
The biggest spots is, you said it, the start, the end.
Yeah.
Because if that match, and you know what? You're right. Put it in the beginning.
I wouldn't be mad about it because, in all honesty, as it's been story long-term booking, and I agree, I do think the storyline is there. I think Dakota turning on Bailey last week was very interesting. And I think that having the girls open the show speaks more volumes in a sense, because then it sets the tone for the rest of the show. Because, and I think people forget about that. Everybody's always worried about what's going to be the last match. By the last match, I'm not even paying the fucking attention. I'm exhausted. So I really don't care at that point. So if you give me something in the beginning or towards the middle, then I'm like, okay, I'm still here. I'm still working. It's great. It's fine.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I give that example, right? Yeah, man. I love Coochie.
Oh.
But that's the main event. But getting head before you can't beat that.
Wow, that you was can't your comparison. Beat that was your comparison. See, that's what I'm saying. By the time that shit came on, listen, by the time Cody and Roman came on, I was sitting here trying to figure out, man, are we gonna make this flight home?
I agree with you. Because the last match, yo, prime example, Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. I didn't give a shit happened after that shit. I was tired. That drained me. The Becky Lynch match, I was like, I'm done. I am done. I am done. So it's all about match placement.
So yeah, you can't.
Son.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. No, I know you gotta go. So we're gonna wrap it up anyway. What else is left with this week in wrestling? They're gonna do a Intercontinental Gauntlet next week on Monday Night Raw.
Fire.
Some of the previous Intercontinental champions and some that have gotten a shot and deserve another one.
Fire.
So it's gonna be very interesting to see who comes out of that as a winner. The winner will be facing Gunther at WrestleMania. So, in all honesty, he's out of line, but that's how I was like, oh, I got the example.
So for female, like, yo, you like your cat getting eaten, but you like to get the dick too. You get the cat eating for the dick, you be happy. That's it.
I'm gonna let him rock out with that. So yeah, on the Raw side, I'm just trying to think of anything else that popped out.
Okada.
Bron Breakker. I will get to Okada. Bron Breakker debuted on SmackDown 2 in like 2.5 seconds, so that was kind of cool to see. NXT this week, baby, had me on the edge of the month. And Anthony, you are absolutely right. That is the only match I remember, and that was my first WrestleMania.
Well, like, we're talking about AEW, though.
The only match. Are we going to get the AEWs real quick? But I'm going to talk about NXT real quick because, baby, that had me on the edge of my seat to see William fucking Regal on TV next to his son, and they lock eyes, and I'm sitting here like, well, okay, what y'all not going to do? I know, William, you cannot give me a match, so let's not do this. Don't tempt me now. But I love to see I love that William Regal was able to come out. I love that little Roxanne Perez is out here being a heel, getting some heat. It's a good show. Go back and watch it, sis. Also, too, Tony D'Angelo is now the number one contender who will face Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver. And then we saw the return of Trick Williams. So that is going to be probably leading to Trick versus Melo at Stand and Deliver. So Stand and Deliver is looking very, very stacked. 12 o'clock, the first day of WrestleMania. So make sure to tune into that. All right. I guess we'll end off with A-Dubs this week, where they were coming off of. I didn't mean to do that. They were coming off of Revolution. So they opened I did like how they opened the show, though. They opened it very WWE-like. And I actually did not mind that. So it opened up with Swerve talking, and then Joe coming out, and then the Undisputed Kingdom coming out, and then it turned into a tag match. Now, do I think that Joe and Swerve should still be tagging with each other? Not necessarily, but at the end, he ended up choking him out. So I was just like, well, I like the fact that, and we already know how we all feel about Swerve, but I do like the fact that they're giving him the babyface push. I do think that that is a highlight to be said.
I mean, I'm cool with it, though, but they should not be attacking me after this night.
Yeah, like, because, at all. Like, again, nigga, you can't choke me out.
Again, you literally did the same exact thing with MJF. Stop recycling storyline. You have mad tag team. And, of course, we got the debut of the...
He's a hot little Asian nigga, mm-hmm. I tell you that.
He gave the look. His mouth tight open, see?
The Rainmaker for Eddie Kingston!
Oh, money!
Yeah, so Okada has
debuted
at came out on AEW. I do think that he will be with the Young Bucks on Collision this week as well. But it's good to, I mean, like I said previously, we talked about Okada and which, you know, would he go to WWE or AEW? He is at the place that he probably should be. Yeah. I'm not upset about it, but it's all about how he's being, how he will be utilized. And also, I don't know if I would have gave him the. I don't know if I would have wanted him to tag with the, like, be with the Bucks, but I guess because it is a transition for him as well. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he knows them. Yeah, they have friends. A relationship. Yeah. So I can get why.
They can navigate. That'd be good.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I said I'm not mad at it. It just was like, Okada to come out and be booed. I was just like, damn.
But you saw how much you get in per year?
Yeah, about almost $5 million a year for the next 3 years.
That's good.
Listen, good for him. Is he the Asian heel, Cody Rhodes? yes and no.
Did it wrestle?
I do believe so in New Japan, but Okada's more of, he definitely is a flashier wrestler. He's gonna be the flashiest nigga on AEW. Yeah. I will say that. So they are once again alluding. They had Darby, first of all. We already know Darby ain't all that on the mic, and I love me some Darby, but to have him and then Slice White, Jay White on that microphone, I said, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? I was not sold on any of that.
Nah. You're alone on that one. It was good.
No, it was not. It didn't get me hype at all. Like, I was just saying here, like, what are we talking about? Like, Darby, yes. He's supposed to be climbing Mount Everest. Don't know why he's doing that, but good luck with that. Hope you come back alive. Because people don't come out of that shit alive. Like,
I don't see no one doing it. Just do it because you want. Listen,
I'm all for, if you have a goal and that's your goal, then that's fine.
That's it. End of story.
But Mount Everest, people don't come out of that alive. Is all I'm saying.
Well, pray for him.
Exactly. And then they ended off Dynamite with Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher, which really was a good match. I will give them that. And then they once again foreshadowed they're going to double back on the Daniel Bryan and a Will Ospreay match. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, my only downfall with Dynamite was just, those that had an issue with NXT 2.0 colors changing, I need you to step to the front of the congregation. Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to have one thing for NXT and everybody jump on that and be like, that was terrible. And AEW just did the same thing. I just want y'all to be aware. Like, everybody that had an issue with that, better have the same issue. You better keep the same energy. That's all I'm saying. Sean, that nigga would have never been in Chase U. That nigga don't even talk about. That nigga barely talk English. He could never be in Chase U. So, yeah, but...
That's kind of racist, because, like, he's Japanese, so, how do you expect him to go to university?
That's kind of racist. That's what people do. They come here to the States to go to school. That's not racist. That's factual. My sweet mate was from Jamaica. Like, people come to the States to come to school. So that actually is not too far-fetched. But look at the Power Rangers current logo. But I'm just saying, those that had the issue about NXT 2.0 colors. Care.
Like, honestly, niggas bitch about everything.
I need you to keep the same.
Remember
energy.
When people was bitching about the Thunderdome? That's a terrible name, but that shit was fire.
That shit popped. But yes, they are working their way to next week's Dynamite, which is going to be in Boston with the Assumption debut of Sasha Banks, aka Mercedes Moné. So make sure to tune in for that. I would be very interested to see what the ratings were for this week for Dynamite as coming out from that pay-per-view.
Kind of
very interesting. Just to see. Anything else you want to talk about real quick before we wrap it up?
Right now, check out the current episode of the Spedder Kit out right now. You know, as you hear it, my voice or see in my face, that right now, description below. And we got to talk about, of course, let's talk about Battle Club.
Yes, as announced today, Battle Club returns April 28th in Brooklyn, New York. So make sure to come out. It is going to be all intergender matches. So make sure to stay tuned for match announcements. But anyone interested in sponsoring our next show, Battle Club Pro presents Let's Go. Make sure to email us. You can contact me directly for more information about this show. Now, as I mentioned, yes, anyone interested for Jobber Slam can still email, but I will not be asked. I will not be sending out that information until after this show. So just make sure that if you want to sponsor the show, we welcome all sponsorship for our current upcoming show, going to be April 28th. And then once again, after that, then we'll be on the official road to Jobber Slam 4. August the 28th. So we'll be on the road to that after Let's Go on April the 28th. So make sure to come out for that.
Spot your opportunities across your screen, y'all.
Well, he knows. I emailed back. Anyone that emailed about Jabba Slam, I responded accordingly. So yeah, no, make sure to support independent wrestling. We got a few other things that we're working on for WrestleMania weekend. So make sure to be on the lookout for that. The crew should, all of us actually should be in Philadelphia. We just don't know in what capacity yet, but we will keep you guys posted. But we look forward to hanging out with everyone in Philadelphia. Next week we'll be back. I don't know if same time, but definitely same place. Thank you everyone that tuned in this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I do want to thank you guys so much for joining us. It's always appreciated, the support, the love. We absolutely appreciate it from the top to the bottom. So thank you so much. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. Hashtag Black Excellence. Oh, 7 o'clock tonight, me and Stephanie Hardy. Make sure to tune in for the live on that as we talk about some infamous Attitude Era women rivalries as a part of our Women History Month project. So make sure to tune in for that. I'll see you tonight, girl. We're going to have a good old chat about some infamous women rivalries that people don't talk about anymore, but we're going to talk about. But once again, hashtag Black Excellence, hashtag we are out.